said it's just a woman thing. Pulled out of the drive. I said not to worry, I'm an understanding guy. I heard that when you love someone, you gotta let them go. She hollered, when I find myself, you'll be the first to know. No news. I learned to do the laundry, feed the cat and clean the house. I promised to be patient while she worked her problems out. When she packed her bags, her destination wasn't clear, but I sensed that her intentions were honest and sincere. Ooh, no news. Telephone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send a pigeon, send a fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morse code. I prefer a bad excuse, no news. Her mama's been a little vague as to her whereabouts. Her sister says, I'm certain your romance is headed south. I don't have a single doubt that she's still in love. My level of anxiety is just a product of, ooh, no news. She could telephone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send a pigeon, send a fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morse code.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In federal court in Alexandria, Virginia today, the United States of America versus Google.
The Department of Justice alleges Google operates an illegal monopoly in the world of online advertising. It argues the tech giant used various tools to lock in publishers and advertisers, thus controlling both the supply and the demand for online ads. If this all sounds familiar, it's because last month Google lost a different antitrust case brought by the DOJ. In that case, a judge ruled Google operated an illegal monopoly in the online search engine market. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Search resuming this morning in southeast Kentucky for Joseph Couch, accused of shooting 9 vehicles on I-75 Saturday, wounding 5 people. Vice President Harris and former President Trump debate for the first time tomorrow in Philadelphia. In Buckeye, Arizona, a 4-year-old girl died after being left in a car with the temperature outside around 106 degrees. This is ABC.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were lower. October down 7 to 22.79, November down 19 to 22.29, December down 24 to 21.42, January down 29 to 20.20. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 2.5 to 227.5, 40-pound blocks up 4 to 227, 2-trade a barrel and 5-trade of block on the day. Cash butter up about 1.25 to 317.5, 6 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 3/4 to 136.5, 9 trades on the day. Dry whey up 2 to 58.75, 3 trades on the day. Cattle and hogs were mostly lower on Friday as traders continued to feel the pressure of a stressed economy and were disappointed by the week's cash trade. Lower box beef prices, lower park cutout values also pressuring both live cattle and lean hogs. Feeder cattle also moving mostly lower due to the weakness in the live cattle market. October live cattle down 207 to 175.17. September feeder cattle down 282 to 234.30. October hogs down $1.20 to 79.50. Corn, soybeans, and wheat also mostly lower as the ag commodities in general were pressured by negative outside markets. Some incoming harvest pressure helping to pressure the corn markets. Long liquidation ahead of the soybean harvest pressured beans, while wheat markets also following the rest of the grain complex lower. September corn down 6.25 to 383.75. New crop 25 down 2.5 to 444.75. September beans down 19 to 989.25. New crop 25 down 16.5 to 1050.75. September wheat down 7.75 to 553.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and October corn 351, new crop 356. Cash and new crop beans at 925. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 370.25, October 361.25, new crop 361.25. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash and new crop corn at 358. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 351. Cash beans 950, new crop at 930. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and new crop corn 356. Cash beans 943, new crop at 925. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 366, new crop 362, cash beans 947, new crop 943. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 346, new crop 354, cash beans 955, new crop 937. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 170 to 192, Holstein fed cattle 157 to 176, market cows 104 to 127, bulls 132 to 171, calves at 265 to 860, beef steers 181 to 445, Holstein steers 145 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 215 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 175 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature rubbing off, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's a redneck nature rubbing off, bringing out a lady like me. Hey, it sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. Did I mention I don't particularly care for her?
Every time I see a woman on a billboard sign, I think about you, saying drink this beer,
and you'll be mine. I think about you when an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. When I see a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger, always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. Every time I hear people say it's never gonna change, I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold.
Pep and Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Two teardrops were floating down the river. One teardrop said to the other, I'm from the soft blue eyes of a woman in love. I'm a tear of joy she couldn't carry. She was so happy she'd just gotten married. I was on her cheek when she wiped me away with her glove. I could tell from the look on her face she didn't need me. So I drifted on down and caught me a ride to the sea. The other tear said, we've got a connection. I'm a tear of sorrow born of rejection. I'm from the sad brown eyes of her old flame. She told him they would be lifelong companions. Left him with questions and not any answers. I was on his cheek as he stood there calling her name. I could tell he had a lot of my friends for company. So I drifted on down and caught me a ride to the sea. Oh, the ocean's a little bit bigger tonight. Two more teardrops, somebody cried. One of them happy and one of them bluer than blue. Tide goes out and the tide comes in, and someday there'll be teardrops again. Release. wasting a moment of pleasure or a moment of pain. Then they drift on down and ride to the sea again. Last night I sat in the waiting room. The nurse walked in and gave me the news. It's a baby girl and they're both fine. An old man sitting not 10 feet away just lost his wife and he said to me, "You've got a brand new angel and I've lost mine." I guess the good Lord giveth and the good Lord taketh away. And we both wiped a teardrop from our face. Oh, the ocean's a little bit bigger tonight. Two more teardrops, somebody crying. One of them happy and one of them bluer than blue. The tide goes out and the tide comes in. A whole new circle of life begins, where tears are a part of the pleasure and part of the pain. Till they drift on down and ride to the sea again. Two teardrops floating down the river.
Two teardrops
floating down the river.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Steve Warner and Two Teardrops here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. A clear sky this morning. Temperatures low to mid-50s. And boy, do we have a great week of weather coming up. Couldn't ask for better weather. We're going to have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to be chatting with a FFA exhibitor from Clark County. She decided to step up and help a family in need. We're going to have that interview here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There are some challenges in the soybean and even wheat markets. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward.
Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
There's a big soybean crop coming this fall, so what does that mean for prices? Stephen Nicholson, Global Sector Strategist for Grains and Oilseeds at Rabobank, says the soybean market has struggled recently.
The soybean market has been held up for quite a while by biofuels and particularly renewable diesel and the potential for SAF. And I think those are all still market things we need to keep in mind, and I think will still be there. But maybe the hype has come off that a little bit. That's kind of tempered it. Also, there's a lot of this market discussion about how cheap RINs are. But I've done a little work noodling around that. And if you look at RIN values, they started diving over a year ago, and we haven't seen that renewable diesel production or demand has dropped off at all. At the worst, you would argue it's flat, so it hasn't dropped off, and I could say that demand is still there as we go forward, and the imports of renewable diesel continue to grow as well because we need that supply for the demand here in the U.S. So I think that is a bit of a bright spot for soybeans, but at the same time, some of the bloom has come off the rose a little bit.
Turning to wheat, it appears that some of the world's biggest wheat exporters are low on stocks.
The next question is, well, how come the wheat market hasn't responded? So let's kind of talk about the global market on wheat. It's not that much different from when you look at total grain production around the world. The U.S. had a great crop this year across almost every geography. You saw Argentina had a good crop this year. Australia had a good crop as well. I'd also say Canada's having a good wheat crop coming out there, so that's always good. And so you think about that, and you wonder about why is the wheat market in such a funk? Yes, Europe, Ukraine, and Russia had produced about 20 million metric tons less of wheat in the world, and so you think, well, that should be very favorable to the wheat market, and I would agree with that. And fundamentally, if you look whether it's total wheat stocks in the world, or if you look just the exporters, their wheat stocks have been on a multi-year decline. So fundamentally, I would agree with the premise of your question, is the wheat market, we should see pretty good support of wheat prices.
The corn market, however, may be behind the lower wheat prices.
However, the problem goes back to our first conversation about corn, and it's all about that substitution of wheat versus corn for feed. And with cheap corn, that's going to put a lot of downward pressure on wheat prices, and that's what we're seeing here right now. And granted, we don't feed as much wheat in the United States as they do in other parts of the world, but you have to remember, corn is that substitution factor, and if corn is cheap, wheat is going to be pressured as well.
Stephen Nicholson of Rabobank. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9624.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out SevereStudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or imagine Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you.
sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day. Leave me wishing still one more day with you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Diamond Rio, one more day here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and a good Monday morning. Temperatures low 50s this morning across the region, and we're going to have some beautiful weather this week. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin will be holding a workshop. It's part of a national workshop on September 18th at the Sheridan Hotel that will get underway at 10 o'clock. It's all about the federal milk marketing order. This is going to be held on September 18th at the Sheridan Hotel. They are going to have 8 different speakers. And if you would like more information on that workshop to attend, there'll also be a live stream available. Just call 800-947-7379. That's 800-947-7379. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm hoping I'll get the chance to see many of you later this week in Grand Island for Husker Harvest Days. It kicks off tomorrow, and among the many new things this year is a cover crop plot. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions is not only a leader in row crops, they also provide expertise for turf and ornamental grasses. I spoke with crop consultant Kyle Huvar about the turf industry in South Texas.
Harvest-wise, it's 365 days a year. So I'd say the grass usually starts greening up in early March, and then it'll stay green until the first frost, which is usually sometime in November.
Kyle, what recommendations would you have for somebody looking to seed a quality grass?
So it's really going to depend on where you're at for what variety you would want to plant. And the best way to get an answer on that would probably be talking to your local turf farmer in your area and asking them.
Kyle, now you sound pretty passionate about turf grass, and I'm curious, do you have a favorite turf grass variety?
Yes, I actually do. Palisade Zoysia is my favorite turf grass. It's shade tolerant, drought tolerant, and it really holds up to the Texas heat. It doesn't require a whole lot of maintenance.
Kyle Huvar, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions in El Campo, Texas. Thanks for joining us again. You can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. One of the big additions to this year's Husker Harvest Days is the Cover Crop Demonstration Plot, installed by Green Cover, a family-owned cover crop seed company based in Bladen, Nebraska. Green Cover has really gone above and beyond. They planted 46 plots, featuring a mix of species and blends, to give visitors a real-world look at cover crop management. These plots are designed to answer the tough questions about cover crops. For instance, what's the best species for your soil type? What are the best management practices you need to know? Visitors will get the chance to see, touch, and even smell these crops while talking directly with experts about how to integrate these cover crops into your own operation. The demonstration plots feature two different planting times, so there is a clear picture of what can be achieved with both an early summer planting and a later post-harvest planting date in the High Plains. The earlier plots were planted in July that showcase species that thrive after summer harvested crops, while the August plots are later planted options. They're perfect for those coming after corn or soybean acres. Daily guided tours are going to be offered with two specialized plot walks planned. At 11 a.m., there will be a beef-centric tour, which is a focus of Husker Harvest Days. It's going to show producers how to maximize grazing opportunities with cover crops. Then at 2 p.m., the focus is going to shift to crop production, with experts discussing how cover crops can boost soil health and improve agronomic productivity for corn and soybeans. Both tours are designed to provide detailed, practical insights that farmers can take home and ideally apply to your own operations when they make sense. Keith Burns, the co-owner of Green Cover, explained that these plots offer something for everyone. He says whether you're looking to graze livestock or focus on soil-building mixes, the demonstration plot will have a focus on it. Each plot consists of 6-foot strips featuring both single species and blends, so you'll get a different look as to how all of these crops can benefit your soil. Keith Burns went on to say there has never been a better time to try cover crops. I'll be back with more after this.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
So if you're heading for Husker Harvest Days in Grand Island this week, be sure to stop by Lot 162. That's where the cover crop plot will be located. Also, be sure to check out HuskerHarvestDays.com for complimentary admission with registration. There is still time to put the event on your schedule for this week. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
"6 months out at sea, be coming home soon on leave.
think of her as I stand here on the deck. Stars light the sky like a Kansas City night. Reflections on the water take me back. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there, I've been away too long. Kansas City lights shine for me tonight. Watch over her for me till I get home. No war is ever. Job that must be done. It's just sometimes it feels like no one cares. Waves are calm tonight as I take my pen and write. You're always in my dreams and in my prayers. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there, I've been away too long. Kansas City lights shine for me tonight. Watch over her for me till I get home. I dream I feel the plane descending above the lights of Kansas City. And as the plane touches down, I see her standing there right now. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there.
Wait.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does your dog back, no child knows."
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been." He played,
"Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, when you don't fight, no child knows."
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. farm income is predicted to decline far less than expected in 2024, with a government forecast no longer anticipating what would have been the largest profit decline in close to two decades. Farm income is expected to decrease 4.4% to $140 billion, with escalating livestock and egg values boosting overall industry prospects. That, according to USDA's forecast released last Thursday. In February, USDA predicted close to a 26% decline in income, a record drop. The rosier outlook reflects wild swings in cattle and egg prices, in addition to lower production costs. Fertilizer, feed, pesticide, and transportation costs are all expected to drop after remaining stubbornly high for years following the start of the pandemic. Livestock values are expected to increase 7.1% to $267.4 billion in 2024. Eggs will see the largest percentage increase, rising a whopping 39%, as avian influenza roils flocks across the U.S. and limits supply. Beyond eggs, rising prices are expected to boost the overall livestock industry, with milk, cattle, hog, and broiler chicken values all expected to rise. Only turkey prices are forecast to fall on lower prices and supply. As the U.S. dairy industry continues to rapidly change, federal dairy policy changes with it. However, if dairy policy is to evolve, dairy farmers need to be involved. That from Wisconsin Farm Bureau. While the federal milk marketing orders have been an important aspect of the dairy industry for more than 80 years, outside of the 2018 Farm Bill, there have not been substantial updates in nearly two decades. The federal milk market order system is currently being evaluated, and farmer input is crucial. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has created resources related to the federal milk market order hearings and comment process, and there are comments being accepted by USDA through September 13th. U.S. beef exports continue to build momentum. USDA says July beef exports totaled 110,419 net metric tons, up 7% from the prior year and the second largest of 2024. Export value rose 12% to $910 million, the second highest this year. July growth was fueled by higher demand in Japan, Taiwan, Mexico, and the Middle East regions. From January through July, value increased 6% from last year, despite a 2% drop in volume. Pork exports were well above year-ago levels in July, led by a record value for shipments to Mexico. Pork exports reached 24,210 metric tons in July, 10% higher than the prior year. Export value rose 13% to $710.5 million, fueled by a record $244.5 million for leading market Mexico. Through the first 7 months of 2024, exports were 4% above 2023, and export value rose 6%. The Consortium for Common Food Names, National Milk Producers Federation, and U.S. Dairy Export Council hailed the passage into law of commitments by Chile regarding U.S. exports. The commitments safeguard the rights of U.S. cheese and meat exporters to use certain common names like Parmesan to market and sell their products. The agreement first came together in June between U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Chile's Undersecretary of International Economic Relations and confirmed a mutual understanding and agreement that U.S. exporters will be able to continue marketing their products in Chile using many common meat and cheese terms. Certain provisions under the EU-Chile trade agreement signed in 2023 enabled the unfair treatment of U.S. meat and dairy products by abusing geographic indication protectors. The consortium applauded the initiative to negotiate the protection of Parmesan and a number of other key products. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight
she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
My little black book, took out her picture, gave it one last look, hung a big sign out on the door saying love don't live around here no more. Packed up what was left of my pride, topped off the tank for the long hard ride. 17 miles out of Lonelyville, yonder came a darling in a coupe de ville. So long, heartache, adios, sorrow, see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye pain and